Hi, I'm Emily, the host of Sex with Emily. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet extremely powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code Emily for 15% off at sexwithemily.com/goodvibes.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com so you can listen to all of our podcasts. And right now, I want you to go to Sex with Emily, and I want you to sign up for my mailing list because we are going to be doing some amazing things in the coming months. We're going to have announcements that you're going to want to know about. We're going to have free gifts for you. You're going to get some sexy prizes and sexy toys, and there's just going to be an announcement, and so you got to all get on my mailing list if you love me and you care about me. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening to the show. I'm really excited because one of my favorite people is here sitting next to me, Dr. Nikki G.
Hi.
Hi, Nikki G. Hi. It sounds like a rapper, kind of.
I know. I could double up as a rapper. I want to be a celebrity DJ one day.
You want to be a celebrity DJ?
Yeah. Just because I think you get sick of talking about sex, and you need a side project. You need something that has nothing to do with sex. And I was at a nightclub the other night and I thought, I'm going to be a DJ, like a DJ Havana Brown of sex.
So you should do that. Project. You should play sexy songs.
Yeah. Like, let's get it on.
Let's get it on. What's your favorite song to have sex to?
Oh, I like anything that's kind of like romantic and a bit spiritual. Like, I like the stuff that relaxes you, like,
oh, like
a
the
bit of Buddha Bar or anything like that. I don't like the techno stuff.
Right.
I like the boudoir kind of music. You know, put a lamp on, turn some music on that's just a little bit like you'd have a bath to and read a book. Otherwise I get too much in my head. And if it's something that I really like if it's a catchy song, I find I'm singing to it and I'm not having sex and I'm concentrating on the words.
So you don't want it to be distracting, you want it to be calming, and you want it to be kind of like what they play when you go into the yoga studio.
Yeah, or like when you're getting a facial or a massage and
you've got
that beautiful music. I find that a turn on.
Do you need music during sex?
No.
No.
I'm very vocal. And I like, actually someone asked me this question the other day about men and women making noises in the bedroom and is it a bad thing, you know, if a guy isn't making noises? And I think that like, I like the whole vocal atmosphere. I think that you release and you let it go and, you know, being able to scream and groan and moan just adds to the experience. So I think that's probably better sometimes than draining that with music. But if you have a partner that isn't very vocal and you think it's a bit awkward because there's this moment of silence, then music might be good to kind of fill in those moments.
Right. Okay. So that's a good point. I think a lot. Well, first let me tell who you are and then we're going to go back to that. Dr. Nikki G,
person.
She is a leading sexologist, sex expert in Australia.
Yep.
And where do you live exactly?
In Sydney.
In Sydney. That's what I thought. Nikki and I met in sex school, getting our graduate degrees, which I have not done yet, but I'm almost done. Nikki already did it. I will be done in March. She worked hard. I'll be done March 1st. Took me another year or two. But we met and we just fell in love right away. And Nikki and I know everything about sex that you want to know. And we're going to tell you some of our favorite sex tips and tricks today. But we're also, we would be remiss if we did not talk about Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is, you know, that's a big one. There's lots of pressure. It's a sex expert's Christmas.
When you
Our
think
Christmas
about it.
Is coming up. So you guys have got to bear with me because we're going to be talking a lot about Valentine's Day in the upcoming weeks because we are doing a big giveaway, but we also want you to have the best Valentine's Day you can. We're going to be recommending some of our favorite toys today for couples and for individuals. But even if you're alone, masturbation tips.
Sex with yourself.
Sex with yourself is sex with someone you love. Exactly. So sex, masturbation, remember, is sex with someone you love. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. We are also, today's show is brought to you by Good Vibrations.
I love Good Vibrations.
Tell me how much you love them.
Well, that's how I survived in San Francisco.
I know.
We used to do school excursions down to the Good Vibrations shop.
Exactly.
And get all kind of geared up. We thought, actually, that was where I first bought a strap-on.
I remember. I was with Nikki. We were in sex school. So Good Vibes, if you don't know, people listen from all over the world here. And they have a few stores in San Francisco, like four, one in Oakland, and then one in Boston. And it's the most amazing experience going to a Good Vibrations because they're beautiful stores, non-intimidating.
And I like the staff. That was the biggest thing that I said to them versus other shops I've been into or even shops back home, is that if you have a question, and even when I was studying and we still have questions about our own body, you could go in and ask their staff and they were always knowledgeable and they could point you in the right direction. So
Their staff is the most knowledgeable. Well, see, Nikki's from Australia, staff. And sometimes I can't understand what she's saying, even though it is 90% English.
90% of the time, you can't understand what I'm saying.
I was like, what? So their staff at Good Vibrations is known for their customer service and their knowledgeability. And here's the thing. If you go to goodvibes.com, you can also order sex toys. You don't have to be in San Francisco, but you get that same kind of customer support if you online call their 800 experience number. Yeah, you get online, you get the same experience because they only pick the best products and they're knowledgeable. So if you want to buy something from them and you're not sure, you can call,
call them.
Oh yeah, totally. You can call their number and the staff person can walk you through it. You're like, oh, I want to get a couples vibrator. Or what's your best, you know, vibrating ring?
See, I learn something new every day too.
I know. But I'll never forget when Nikki and I met, she went and bought her first strap-on.
Yep.
Did you ever use it on any
Pride Festival and at a hen's night, and that's about it.
You used it on a man?
No, I've never. I've chickened out.
Oh, you just wore it as a costume.
I wore it as a costume to Pride Festival once, and I had a little stuffer in it, and I thought it was hilarious. And then I hosted I always host hen's nights. Like, the sexologist is the one responsible for it. So I hosted a hen's night, and it was very...
What's a hen's night?
Stag night.
Oh, stag night. See, it's Australian.
A very elegant group of ladies. So we decided for a dinner party. And then at about 11 o'clock, one of the ladies was like, you know, get the mouse strippers and I'll pay for everything. So, of course, at 11 o'clock at night, I couldn't do it. So I ran up to my office, got my strap-on on, and I had this massive dildo laying around and decided that I would pretend to be the male stripper. So it's only ever come out in gag experiences.
Got it.
It's never come out in a sexual experience.
But have you found men that want to be anally penetrated?
Well,
straight men?
Pegging is a new thing that's coming along, and it depends on the guy. There's always that struggle between, you know, if a guy is into anal play, is he gay? If he enjoys it, does that mean he's going to experiment with men? So there's a real mental battle with men around getting away with that. And I think some people are wanting to experiment and they're still kind of sitting on that line. I mean, this is probably just generalizing in the men that
I'm
dealing
with. No, I think that a lot of men are missing out, straight men, who don't realize the pleasure that you can get from being anally stimulated.
G-spot up their ass.
Some people say they don't. Some people say that's controversial, but a lot of men have said that they feel amazing because they've got the G-spot, which is like their male G-spot, but it's
P-spot.
The P-spot. So, so there's anal penetration. You could try that on Valentine's Day this year, but we're going to give you some ideas that are more mainstream, okay? I promise, and we're going to give you, you're probably listening to this, you're like, where do I take her? What do I do? We're going to talk about some good Valentine's Day tips for that. But everything that we talk about today, you can buy at Good Vibes. Just go to my website, click on the Good Vibes banner, and now they have a special promotion, $20 off your $100 purchase. You use coupon code GVEMILY20. Just go to sexwithemily.com. That's where you get it all, and you can hear about Dr. Nikki and go to her website and ask her questions. So, okay, so Valentine's Day. What do you think is the pressure around Valentine's Day? You were talking about you said sex pressure.
Well, there's sex pressure, but there's romance pressure as well.
Right.
So it's the one day of the year where you are supposed to, and I do the little inverted commas, be romantic and be sexual. And often that's a bit of it's a false romance. So I'm one of these believers that if you love me and you want to be romantic with me, send me a bunch of flowers or let's go do something nice. When you get to that one day where they put in this effort, they buy a bunch of red roses, often it's mechanical. And that's the thing that upsets me, is that, you know, you should be treating your lover or partner on Valentine's Day like you do the rest of the year. We get to this one day and it's all there at our fingertips. You know, you'll see these ads saying, you know, call this number for your red roses. Restaurants are putting on things. So I think the biggest thing when it comes to Valentine's Day is doing something that's thoughtful. So whether that's, you know, something that's really meaningful to your partner or something that between the two of you.
Like, give me an example.
Cooking dinner at home. My partner did that for me once. We used to go out to dinner a lot. And he was not the cooking person. I was the person that, you know, did the housework and the cooking and the cleaning. So he said to me, I've got a surprise for you. Got all dressed up. I thought I was going out to a restaurant. He kind of locked me in the bedroom. And then when I came out, he had all the tables all set.
Oh, that's so
sweet. He cooked. Like, he'd gone to a lot of effort. And that to me meant more because...
Meant more than flowers and a nice diamond bracelet. Although a diamond bracelet would have been nice.
Yeah. No, I'm still happy with the diamond bracelet. So you've got that issue that, you know, make sure that you don't slide into the whole gimmick side of things. If your partner is really into the gimmick side of things, though, know that. There are a lot of girls that they want the red flowers and the chocolates and the petals.
How can a guy find this out?
Well, you've got to ask them. You know, that's the thing. You've got to be able to talk to your partner and say, you know, okay, well, tell me what you really want for Valentine's Day.
What's your dream Valentine's Day, baby?
What does your fantasy look like? Not like, babe, what do you want for Valentine's Day this year? It's in the delivery as well. You know, you might be laying snuggled up in bed and be like, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. This is our first Valentine's Day. Like, you know, what do you like to do? Or, you know, what's the best Valentine's Day you've ever had? Try to do a little bit of investigation to work out where her headspace is at.
That's great. That's a great suggestion because I think a lot of times men are left guessing because they don't want to ask. And I don't know why the people don't want to ask. I think you people in relationships or not in relationships should talk about everything. Why take the guessing out of Valentine's Day?
Exactly.
Or keep your ears open, you know, the months leading up to it. Does she love
ask
her pair
friend.
Of shoes? Ask her best friend.
Ask her mom. That's happened to me before. Ring up her mom if you know her parents.
If you know that, that's a great
what's
idea.
What's her favorite chocolate? What's her favorite restaurant? Or, you know, what kind of person is she when it comes to Valentine's Day? Should I go over top or should I do something that's a little bit more subtle and, you know, a little bit more intimate?
Right.
So you've got to do the investigation.
You've got to be a little detective. You know, you can even look at what she likes on Facebook, right?
Exactly.
I just thought about that. I'm like, oh, she liked this clothing line. Maybe she wants something from them. So you
pay
can
attention.
Pay attention to women because we're not, we will tell you everything. We are open. We are open books, but so many times guys do not pay attention.
Well, we'll tell you what we think you want to hear. That's the trick, is that we are open books to a certain degree because there's still that level of, you know, should I say this or is this going to overstep the mark? I mean, I know as a female, if a guy said to me, what would you want for Valentine's Day? I wouldn't exactly give him a wish list because I would feel that I was being too greedy. Some women... They would give them and say, okay, I want this pair of shoes, I want this handbag. So, I mean, that's another thing to consider is that, yes, we are being forthcoming and, yes, we are being honest, but there's still that level of, you know, area where you might have to go investigating because we're not going to tell you.
Right.
And that's the key. You know, do you know what her favorite brand is?
Right.
Without her. If you've got that kind of, that girl who's really, you know, caring and into, no, I don't want him to think, you know, I deserve presents or I'm here for the money. Do you know... what is her favorite?
Just know what it is because it can be different with every woman. No matter who you're with, it could be different every from year to year. If you're with different women, they want different things. Like Valentine's Day, honestly, I don't care that much. Personally, because maybe it's a business I do, but I want a guy to do something, but I'm not into like over the top, but a nice gesture of like, oh, he listened that I'm dying to see this movie and he made plans for us to go to this movie that I, or he rented the movie that I've been wanting to see. I mean, it could be just a little thing, but I don't know. I don't need over the top, but many women do.
Yeah.
And many women, and I think that also, you know, if you haven't been working on your sex life lately and your romantic part of your relationship, that it is a good night. We like to say that every day is Valentine's Day in our business, and
it's
you should always be. It's a kickstart. So look at Valentine's Day as like, you know what, try to do one thing differently, like sexually maybe in the bedroom. Try to do a different move. Maybe give her a massage. There's, you know, little things
but
that
again,
you could do.
Ask her what she likes. I mean, this comes back to the pressures of Valentine's Day. Guys think that they have to go above and beyond, and it's going to be really interesting. I wish I could do a study about this. That after 50 Shades of Grey, what's then going to happen in the bedrooms on Valentine's Day? Are people going to be going for that kinky, more bondage type of thing? You know, is this what men are going to be delivering to their partners because they think that every woman in the world has read this book, therefore she wants to be tied up on Valentine's Day? Before you go and buy some ropes and handcuffs and whatever, ask her. Again, you know, doesn't have to be Valentine's Day is coming up, what do you want me to do sexually? But start doing that investigation around, what are your fantasies sexually? What is it
exactly
that you're into? And then this is the night where you can explore those fantasies with her.
So true. The thing about 50 Shades of Grey is so important is that actually Good Vibes has a 50 Shades of Grey kit.
Oh.
And it comes with like little bondage thing, a little necktie, some lubricant, some of the balls.
I love that.
Like the kegel, like the kegel balls.
The silver balls.
The silver balls. Yeah. And they sell a kit. It's called the 50 Shades Kit, I believe. And if you go to Good Vibes, you get a discount. You get GV Emily 20% off. But if your partner read 50 Shades and if she read the goddamn trilogy, I promise you she wants something that has to do with 50 Shades of Grey. She didn't just read it
but
for...
But then it might be something starting off small, because this is the thing, is it can be really awkward if you've never had play with bondage or anything like that, and then you come out with handcuffs and gag balls and
no, that's
whatever.
True. How do you start
it's
small then?
And, I mean, I think a blindfold is always the best way.
I see that too.
A blindfold is not really intrusive. You're not restraining anything, but it really changes the dynamics. You know, when you put a blindfold on someone, you really have to have that trust there. But it also heightens sensation. So me just tickling your arm versus me tickling your arm with a blindfold on is going to be
exactly
closing your eyes.
Yes.
Just so you know, closing your eyes.
I'm closing my eyes and Nikki's massaging me and it feels amazing.
This is not just sex with Emily. This is sex with Nikki and Emily.
Oh, but it's true. Yeah.
It changes things up, but it's simple. I mean, I've got so many people that have come to me with these comedy stories about trying to reenact something from 50 Shades of Grey.
Seriously, right.
And they don't get the knots right or they can't do it and they start laughing, which is still great. You can have fun. But it's one of those things that I think some of the stuff done in that book is very skill-based.
Right.
It's stuff that needs a little bit of education around it. It needs a little bit of exploration. So if you're attempting this on Valentine's Day, blindfold, some of those really simple hand restraints are good. The mm-hmm. ones that you don't have to
My
do.
My favorite thing in the whole world, bondage tape.
Oh, the stuff that sticks
yes,
to itself.
It sticks
I love
to
that.
Itself. You can also get that at goodvibes.com. It looks like electrical tape, but it sticks to itself. You can rip it with your teeth, with your hands. It's easy to rip. It's tape. But it sticks to itself. You can blindfold. Yeah. It doesn't rip your eyelashes out. You can bond, and it's you don't have to know any fancy knots or any. You don't need any like keys
and
or
it
anything.
Doesn't stick to his hair because that was something.
Yeah,
I
it doesn't
on.
Stick to your
I've
hair.
I always had hairy boyfriends.
It doesn't stick to the hair. Your hairy boyfriends.
I always had hairy boyfriends.
Right, like hair like on the back or.
I just like hair in general. I like men that are quite masculine.
Right.
You know, I like that strong, masculine kind of looking guy. So they always had a bit of body hair. So when it came to doing anything like that, the tape that sticks to itself is a lot better because I don't right. want to be a bitch and have to rip, you know, rip
exactly.
the hair
Everyone
out.
Go buy bondage tape because it's like $7 or something.
And
10 bucks.
It comes in pink.
It comes in pink. It comes in black. I always say that too. You can blindfold your partner. You can tie their hands together so they can't move. And then you give them a sexy massage. You can also drip a massage candle onto them. So because when, this is my favorite thing, this is easy 101 bondage, whatever, they're blindfolded, their senses are heightened, and then you have a massage candle, which you light, then the wax pools, and you pour it on your partner, and it turns into the most delicious massage oil, like the Jimmy Jane candle. So it's like it's a hot sensation on their back, and then it's a cooler sensation, and they don't know what's coming because they're blindfolded. So again, every sense is heightened. So that's a good
and
way to start.
The touch is a really good thing.
The touch,
too.
Yes.
I mean, massages, we talk a lot about sensual massages, I find, in sexology and all of that. But I think we don't talk enough about that touching sensation. You know, and for women that really need to get started and need to get, you know, everything flowing, being able to be touched and to be able to be held like that is really intimate, but it's very stimulating as well. So I think, you know, massages is a great way to do that. And if you've got, you know, something fun to play with, like the little candle and you're, you know, mixing it all up,
right.
Why not?
I think everyone should practice the massage on Valentine's Day. You should just try to have sex that's
and
a little
fruit.
Different.
I like fruit with all this thing.
Fruit? Like aphrodisiac-y fruit?
Well, not even fruit, just like playing with the different sensations. So you've got, you know, so you've got your hot, warm body wax and you're rubbing that over them. You've got your eyes covered. And someone did this to me once. They cut up slices of pear. Pear has a really lovely texture. And I was blindfolded and tied to a bed, and they fed me bits of pear.
Oh, that's lovely.
And it was just a different session.
Pear is delicious.
Cool.
Or
it's
mango.
Cool in the mouth. Exactly. Something that's cool in the mouth, hot on the body, taking away your visuals. It's just, it's fun, I think, with sensations. You know, sensation play is a great way to start exploring something that's different. But, you know, it's still safe. We're not, you know, burning anyone or anything.
Exactly.
Too
We're not doing anything too crazy.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. And then what would you say is your, what about the sex on Valentine's Day? So we're talking about doing, what about, is there any like easy new sex position that you could tell people to do that's a little twist on the missionary or twist on something?
My favorite sex position. I've been talking about this a lot lately because I've been talking about penis size.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, when it comes to sex positions, the biggest thing is looking at, it's like a lock and key fitting. You know, we're all shaped very differently. So if you've got a new partner, it's important to experiment a position. And that wasn't a vibrator.
Okay.
It's important to experiment with a position that works for you. So, you know, I find a lot of people enjoy doggy style. Some people pull in missionary, reverse cowgirl. But the hard thing is when we generalize is each position is going to feel different. So what you may feel it may be different to me. So that's when you've got to work out, you know, what positions are
there. And you've got to ask. Safety.
Exactly. But you've got to make it sexy. You know, it's got to be like, you know, how's this one for you? You know, is that hitting the spot? Now, is this all right?
Is this good? Is this bad? Should I go faster? Should I go slower?
All the one I hate is when people kind of treat people like meat and they kind of move their arms and legs around and just kind of toss them all over the place.
Oh, see, I like being tossed around. See, there you go.
There's a sexual way to do it.
And no, there is a sexual way. Like, don't throw me face down and, like, whatever. Like, I don't want you to, like, hurt me. But sometimes women like to be tossed around.
A little bit of
slap my ass.
Are you asking me?
You can slap my ass. Now, up until now, we've been testing lubes. So prior to the show, we were testing a bunch of lubricant.
My hands still. No, actually, I'm all dried up. My hands don't smell.
Oh, good. Lubricant's important. That's a good gift, too.
Well, I think everyone needs a little bit of lube. You know,
can we talk about that? Because I think that people, that's a great gift. There's beautiful lubes on the market. And people think that they... You only use lube if there's a problem or she's too dry.
Yeah,
you're not, she's not turned on, so she's using lube and my penis feels so much smaller right now because... Da, da. No, lube actually feels better for a lot of women.
And you can go longer and harder. I mean, that's something, that's kind of the most obvious thing that, you know, as a woman, yes, we have natural lubrication, but sometimes the natural lubrication is enough. I find if I'm tired, sometimes you need a little bit more. So with lubricants too, you should always have different lubes. So sometimes you have like a light water-based one. Other times you'll have a silicone one. I think for every different day of the month, we have a different form of lubrication that we need for our body. So sometimes I think it's good just to use a little bit of lube to get you started.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, if you have that partner that likes to go really long and really hard, then sometimes as a woman, you know,
it does start to hurt. We appreciate that you can go long and hard, but it hurts us sometimes.
We appreciate that you can use lube.
Right.
But also I think on the genitals, just even the form of not just lube as, you know, for intercourse, but the stimulation of genitals. So a little bit of lube on the clitoris can just help the finger slide.
It feels amazing.
And also for girls to give a guy a hand job with lube. It feels really amazing. It's like a sensual massage. You can really get into it and they will appreciate it. So you don't always have to, you know, if you're in that mood where you're thinking, I don't really want to be penetrated tonight, or I can't be penetrated.
Right.
Adding a little bit of lube to a hand job can be something.
Oh my God.
Special and different.
I totally agree. And I have to say that you know, Menace, who's, you know, been on the show, my host on the sidekick on the show, we had for years and years going this hand job debate. Do you remember this? You were on the show a few years ago.
Hi, Menace.
Hi, Menace. We love you. So the hand job debate was that I thought that people don't give enough hand jobs because men obviously give themselves hand jobs during masturbation, in a sense, they touch their penis, but women can do it so much differently in a way that they can't touch themselves. We can use two hands, we can use lots of lube.
But it's a different sensation.
It feels good. And I was trying to bring back the hand job.
And I touch you. So you touch your arm.
Yeah.
Right, you touch your arm, and then take your finger off, and then I'll touch you. It's a different sensation.
Ooh, you feel better.
See? So it's actually a different neural pathway to when you touch yourself and when someone else touches you. So even if you are the type of person that jerks off, you know, 30 times a week, which I've had someone confess to me, it still is different.
Can he hold down a job? I'm always like, you masturbate that many times a week? Like, when do you work?
Probably runs into the bathroom and, like, sets his alarm early in the morning. Anyway, but it is one of those things that when someone else is doing that sensation to you, it feels different. So I do agree with you, we don't give enough hand jobs.
Why? I feel like women could really learn. I feel like a lot of guys are like, why would I want that? But I think that if women get, this is what the women listening should do for your lover if you have one on Valentine's Day. I'm not saying instead of intercourse or instead of performing oral sex, but give them a killer hand job with some lube. I love Sliquid Organics. Mm.
Pina colada.
Nikki just went crazy.
All over my body.
Oh my God. So it's Sliquid, Sliquid. You can buy it at Good Vibes. And we love it. I think it's a great lubricant. So you guys should check that out. And that's a good thing for the women. Give your man a bottle of lube. So let's talk about some of the other products that we want to talk about for suggestions if you want to get gifts or you want to do whatever. This is good for single people because we understand. Here's the thing. I do not want you to feel sorry for yourself if you're alone on Valentine's Day. Because do you have a boyfriend?
No.
No, me neither? Are you going to be here?
I'm taking applications. Yes.
Okay, good.
We're going to have Valentine's
Day. Oh, my God. I'm having Valentine's Day with Nikki. We'll call you all. We'll let you know what we're doing. We're going to tie each other up. But what I was going to say is that there are... So if you're single, let's recognize the singles first. Buy yourself a present on Valentine's Day and masturbate that night because it's sex with someone you love. That's what masturbation is.
Can I buy myself a handbag? Is that allowed?
Nikki loves the handbag. You can buy yourself a Chanel handbag and a vibrator. What do you think of the Stronic? It's Stronic, and it's gotten a lot. It's supposed to rock your socks off. It does another kind of vibration.
It's like self-thrusting.
It moves differently.
It's something different I've never seen in a vibrator because it came out when I was speaking at a conference a few months ago in Australia. And it was one of those
brand
things.
New.
I kept having it in my hand because it feels like, you know those shake things that you do for the muscles?
Oh, like the shake weights?
Yeah, like the shake weights. It kind of feels like that.
It's so like sand in it, kind
of? Yeah, if you put it down on a piece of paper and you turn it on, you can actually see it thrusting. So I thought, well, this kind of makes sense that if you're looking for a penetration vibe, not a clitoral vibe, this one actually kind of does the thrusting motion for you, and it's got that weight too, so it's going to be stimulating the G-spot. So this is probably one of my favorite things at the moment. Also, too, because it's different. You know, I like when things are different because, again, we're all built differently. We all have different sensations. We need to keep exploring with different types of vibrators. And
okay.
That's one of those things that, you know, if you are the type of person that enjoys being penetrated or you enjoy G-spot stimulation versus clitoral, then experimenting with something like the Stronic instead of something that has those little beads and...
Like the rabbit.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the rabbit.
See, some women don't love the rabbit. And then another one that we like is the Thrill by WeVibe. So they always say the WeVibe is like the number one couples vibrator, but now they have the Thrill. It offers internal movement along with external vibration, movement caused by you rocking it in and out. Meow. So it says. So WeVibe is super popular, but the Thrill, do you know the Thrill?
Well, I saw the Thrill a few weeks ago, and I thought it probably makes sense from WeVibe to have the Thrill because so many people picked up the WeVibe and thought it was just a solo sex toy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it can be a solo sex toy, but I think having something that's a little bit more powerful and a little bit more built to just, you know, penetration with yourself and stimulating the clitoris and the G-spot. And I kind of liked the way that you hold it. Like, I'm into ergonomic
right.
sex toys.
It's make ergonomic.
It you make
right.
it easy for me. I don't want to have... And it had the little handle on it as well. That's another thing.
And your thumb
using,
goes through it. Right,
yeah,
I get
if
it.
If you're using your pina colada liquid...
Oh my God, she's obsessed with it. I'm going to give you some in a little container
I
to go.
Some.
Okay.
I'm going to be sniffing it. If you've got your pina colada liquid and you've got your hands all lubed up and you're using a type of vibe, you need to make sure that you've got something to grip on because it's going to slide straight out.
Right.
So that's why I kind of liked the Thrill is that it's kind of, it's easy to be able to use on yourself.
Exactly. So that's why I like that too. So moving into couple vibrator, and then I also love the Mimi by Jeju. It's amazing because it's a good clitoral vibrator that you could use by yourself if you like clitoral stimulation, or it's a great to use during intercourse for couples. So it's kind of a win-win for both.
Add that one to the shopping list for Dr.
Add that one to the shopping list. And then the other singles is the Mystic Wand vibrator. Have you seen that one? It's small, cordless, silicone clad. And it's like the Hitachi Magic Wand, but it's mini.
See, I like those because I think that, you know, for those who have a Hitachi Magic Wand, you're probably not going to leave the Hitachi Magic Wand, but for someone who's never had a wand before, it's quite daunting. I took someone into a sex shop recently, and when they said to me, what's the most powerful vibrator, and they picked up the Hitachi, it just looks a little bit intimidating.
It doesn't look intimidating.
But I like the little wands. They're
I like
cute.
The little wands. So buy the Mystic Magic Wand. That's a good one. So couples vibrator. So I'll start with the WeVibe 3. That is what they say is the number one couples vibrator because she can actually wear it during intercourse. She can stick it inside her, and then there's another part of it that is rubbing her. It's like rubbing her clitoris and her G-spot.
But I think the note there is you've got to be careful that, yes, you can have sex. So that a lot of people pick up that toy and they go, oh, how does he fit in? And how does it fit in with me? Again, making sure that you use your lubricant.
Use your lubricant. You're so right. We are such lube fans. I think lube should be on every nightstand. And then there's the Master Ring Wireless Remote Vibrating Couples Ring. So it's the first remote-controlled cock ring that they... These are all good vibes.
That makes sense.
And it's hot to use. Remote is small and easy to operate. It's perfect for teasing a male partner. So you could give it to your guy, you go into dinner, and you could, like,
so
turn
it
on.
So this is like the reverse
It's like the panties.
I like that because, you know, how many times do you hear them say, oh, well, I'll have the remote and I'll switch her vibe on. I want to switch his vibe on.
I want to switch his vibe on, too.
Yeah.
Because there are the vibrating panties, the... What's the vibrating panties? Is the Club 2.0 is the perfect panty remote vibe that can be used as a remote or a vibe that picks up ambient sound. So it's this is like by the Oh My Bod people, I believe, and it's like music and...
I posted an article about vibrating panties today. There was a case of a woman who passed out after wearing vibrating panties.
Oh, no.
The paramedics came over. And
that's hilarious.
As soon as they took the panties off, she kind of came to.
She came and then she came to. That is so funny. So those, what's your favorite toy now that you love?
Oh, what's that like? I like the little Lily by Lilo.
Oh, Lilo. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's for me. I'm a traveler. So obviously I have everything and I have a different preference when I'm home. But when I travel, I like something that's small. You know, I can just chuck it in my bag and not worry about it. And also, customs aren't going to find it. I got searched through customs this time because I'm a sexologist and because I was going to a conference. So they were actually looking for sex toys. They said to me they were looking for...
Is it illegal to bring sex toys from Australia to the UK?
They were looking for samples that I hadn't declared. But they were also looking for sex toys that might be considered dangerous or harmful. That's what someone told me. You know, ones that you could plug in the wall. This is an example she used and... you know, give you an electric shock or something like that. So, I mean, again, for someone that travels who's going to get searched by customs, they're not going to find my vibrator. Or they'll find it and they'll think it's something
else. That's hilarious. I've had to go through, I got stuck coming back from a Vegas show with like 100 vibrators and they were like all laughing at me and you get pulled over. I'm so used to it though. Like, I've always got a vibrator.
I just don't want them touching it.
Exactly. So those are some Valentine's Day suggestions for you. And then I also want you... I'm trying to think what else. Is there anything else? What was your best Valentine's Day that you can remember?
Oh, probably the one... I mean, I haven't had that many good Valentine's Days, to be honest. I mean, my partner...
Is it big in Australia?
It is big in Australia, but I can't ever say that there was one that really blew my mind. I mean, when he did sweet things, like, you know, like going to... cooking me dinner and things like that. I think the best Valentine's Day I've had is with my girlfriends.
I know, me too.
Yeah, it's just
what
so
does
much
it say about
fun.
Our co- I love my I girls.
I like being because we understand what each other wants and we go out and we'll have a nice
maybe
meal.
I remember you're gonna be in the States.
I'm
still
be, yeah.
Okay, I'm with Mickey on Valentine's Day. I'm single.
I'm gonna be tied to a bed having candle wax dripped over Emily saying, is this good? Do you like this one? Can we do some research on this? Let's test out this.
Nikki and I have a good time together, but there's one more thing, Nikki, that I need you to do before we go. I need you to try this.
I've been eyeing this off because it says
she's
chocolate.
She's been eyeing this. It says
chocolate.
She's trying a piece of chocolate right now.
And there's a piece of paper that says chocolate, so I can't even open it.
Okay, let me show you.
Can
so
you
these
put it
are
on
the,
my tongue.
Yes. So this is Mask, M-A-S-Q-U-E. Go to your mask. Go to my website and click on Mask. These are like those Listerine strips that you put on your tongue, like just for fresh breath. But they're actually Listerine. These are like strips that you put on your tongue that mask the taste of semen.
Try it with your teeth.
Okay.
Oh.
So they mask the taste of semen. And Nikki wanted to try, of course, the chocolate one. So this is what you do. So a lot of women don't love performing oral sex, not their thing. They don't like the taste of semen. You put this on your tongue.
And put on my tongue.
I'm putting on Nikki's tongue right now.
Can you just eat these?
I eat them all the time. They're the only food I have in the office. They're the only food I have in my house sometimes.
So you put it on your tongue.
And so what happens is they have it in four flavors, like strawberry, mango, watermelon, chocolate.
This is like chocolate mint.
Yeah. It has like a minty flavor. I know. And so go to my website, click on Mask. But because if you're with a partner and she only performs oral sex on your birthday or once a year.
What about for guys? You know, some guys aren't really keen on
sex. They're not keen on oral sex. And the thing is, these strips will certainly work for men on women, but it will.
But here's a hint.
But women might not be psyched. Here's the thing. Women don't want to know that you don't like the taste of going down on her, like that you don't like it. So you could totally buy your mask and but don't let her see
it's
it.
Secret.
Run to the bathroom and do it in tongue and then go down on her.
I suppose it's for girls.
And the
as
minty
well.
Could feel good on her. So it is for everyone, but
this
I wanted
nice.
You to try it because
I just had dessert.
I know, it's delicious. And so I feel like next time you perform oral sex, it'll taste like a milkshake.
Yeah.
Why
well,
is that so bad?
You'll have your pina colada lubricant and you'll have your mask chocolate strip. So it's kind of like a full, you know, meal going on here.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Nikki, this has been amazing. I love having you here.
I love coming back here and talking to you.
I know. Well, I want
to take you home with me.
I wanted to come home with you to Australia. Can I?
Come down under.
I've never been to Australia.
I think Sex with Emily needs to go down under.
Oh, I think you're right. Mm. Sex with Emily Down Under. That'll be my new show.
So sexy.
I'm coming back with you in your suitcase. If you have room with all the purses and shoes and sex toys.
No, it's the sex toys. She'll come out customs and she'll have a sex toy in her mouth and one stuck in her ear and a hands tied behind her head.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Okay, listen. You can find me. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can always find me on Facebook and Twitter. And my website, Sex with Emily. That's what I am, at Sex with Emily on Twitter and Facebook. We're doing, amazing giveaways from February 2nd to February 14th. We're doing the 12 Days of Pleasure contest, where every day we are giving away prizes to people. If you tweet us or you share our posts on Facebook, you got to check that out. Nikki, where can people find you?
My website's drnikkig.com.au or Twitter, Dr_NikkiG. I'm very honest on Twitter versus Facebook or anything else.
Okay, she's Twitter-holic.
I sometimes get in trouble for what I tweet.
Oh, good. She's very funny and she's beautiful. I have a picture of us that you're going to see if you go to the website, sexwithemily.com. Remember, put in your email address. I will not spam you. I will not sell you the list, but you are going to be getting lots of benefits from the Sex with Emily family if you give us your email address. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet extremely powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code EMILY for 15% off at sexwithemily.com/goodvibes.